Welcome back to In Depth. I'm not going to waste any time. Let's get back to the interview at hand. Emily Williams from Community Health Alliance is in studio along with Afton Neufeld from the same organization. How are you guys?
We're great. Thanks for having us on the show.
Of course, yeah, it is a
thanks
pleasure.
Thanks so much, Ian.
Mm-hmm. And we have an actual event to talk about, 7th Annual Wine and Ribs Fundraiser. Emily, this is kind of your, is this your brainchild? Did you come up with this?
No, actually, I was lucky enough to have had this event invented for us prior to my coming 2 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you kind of inherited it, but yes. It's kind of grown by leaps and bounds, hasn't it?
Well, we are trying to kick it up a notch. One of the things that's happening this year is that we're at a new venue. We were at Idlewild Park, and we can take advantage of all of the park facilities and just have a lot more space for the wine tasting and having the ribs and so on.
Definitely, yeah, because you were at Bartley Ranch before, correct?
Correct. Yeah, so don't go there because they're doing something else.
Yeah, you're not going to be there. You're going to be at, the California building specifically, right?
It is.
At Idlewild Park, which is a lovely building. It's a good space.
Yeah, so we're going to utilize all of the grounds around it as well.
Wonderful.
So we'll have the wine tasting on the back patio, if you're familiar with the building. We have our auction inside. And then on the outside will be the entertainment and the food and the beer. And if you've ever been to Earth Day, it is the grassy area just to the west that we'll be having our tent set up.
Okay, very cool. And yeah. Let's get into the details. What kind of varietals of wine are you going to have?
Okay,
ribs as
so we utilize Whispering Vine. And it's really about the last 4 days before the event that they pick out the actual wines. But they tell us that they'll have 25 types of wine. We'll have rosés, we'll have whites, we'll have reds. We won't just have California wines. They will have some wines from Oregon, perhaps some from France.
All right.
And I know like those rosés are very, very popular right now.
They definitely are good summer wine.
Yeah. And you can discover these things, and then we will be selling bottles of wine that they can enjoy at their table.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So that's kind of an add-on from years past, and it helps reduce the price of the whole event by, you know, taking a bottle of wine home.
Definitely. So as far as attending the event, tickets, people get tickets, of course, right?
Yeah, so okay. Tickets are available now. There's a number of ways to access those. You can go to any Whispering Vine, and you might want to have a bottle of wine or buy a bottle of wine or get a glass of wine.
A little pre-party.
Yeah, pre-party for the party.
Yeah.
So that's those are available currently. You can go to our website. So it's www.chanevada. You're going to spell that out, nevada.org. Mm-hmm. And then you'll go to our event page. And there's a link there, and that takes you to Eventbrite. And we prefer to do it that way. You can just search on Eventbrite for wine and ribs as well.
Yeah.
But you know, it's a very safe way to go, and you just print out your tickets from there. They're $65 right now, or if you wait and you can buy tickets at the door, they're $70. So you really want to rush now.
Definitely, yeah. Get them in advance. And so along with that, you mentioned some entertainment and silent auction as well.
Yeah, so entertainment. We love this band so much. We brought them back from last year. They're the Reno Jazz Syndicate. Tristan puts together just a really great pickup band of jazz. It's the right type of music for this event.
Definitely.
You can still visit with your friends and
it's casual,
feel like,
not too much in your face.
Yeah, it's not like, stop everything.
Yeah.
Here is the concert. It's nice background music. Just, you know, you could stand up and dance to it if you wanted. Just
right.
Or carry on with hopefully putting in your bid at the silent auction.
Yeah, speaking of, you gave me a list of things you're giving away for the silent auction, and it's pretty insane. So many wonderful organizations involved. Art Town, another great nonprofit, is in there. 4th Street Bistro, Andelin Family Farm as well. Just go down the list. You're gonna get access to some great stuff.
Yeah, well, I know. Well, I mean, I think so. This is my astute opinion. but I really just appreciate that everyone in this community wants to support people who need to access health.
Yes.
And that's why they give to the silent auction. They want to be able to help us raise the funds that we need for our mission.
Yeah.
And for our patients. And so... it's not for their own vanity's sake. And we have a lot of nonprofits that are giving, such as you mentioned, the Fourth Ward School. That's a museum up at Virginia City. They've given
on.
Something. We have KNPB, Channel 5. They have given us a gift where you can go see the filming of Artifacts.
Oh, wow.
Plus, there's a basket and you get a membership for the full year.
Yeah.
So that's a really nice item. Reno Little Theater, you can discover the September performance that they're having. Reno Philharmonic, get dressed for Christmas because they've given us a spirit of the season tickets for the first week of December.
All right. That's really beautiful to see nonprofits support other nonprofits
in this way.
So,
definitely.
And it's just a reflection of
the partnerships that we have with them year round. So it's a really fun event just to come and see all of the partnership and collaboration that we do year round and see it come into fruition at this really fun, easygoing event with all these amazing sponsors and auction item contributors. Absolutely.
Definitely. And she mentioned the patients while I have you, Afton, on the mic. So
yes.
What is this money kind of going toward? Is it a variety of programs? Is it going to something specific? What do you think?
Yeah, so the money that's fundraised goes directly to the CHA Foundation, which Emily runs. So she runs the foundation, which core mission is to raise funds for Community Health Alliance in general.
Okay.
So I don't think we have anything dog-eared right now for anything specific, but all the money that goes to this event goes directly back into, you know, getting patients more access to care, things like medical care, dental care, integrated behavioral health care, pharmacy services, nutrition. And we really focus on getting those patients who are uninsured or have insurances that aren't accepted a lot of places. Like, we take all Medicare, all Medicaid, and we just really try to get them access to all of those health services like she was mentioning earlier.
Okay, very cool. Well, then people should, now that they know what they're going to be supporting, they should definitely go out and get their tickets.
It's really a win-win. You get to have, a great relaxing night with your friends, family, whoever you want to bring. Bring yourself. You know, we're all friendly. you get to have a great night, have a good time, and know you're supporting something that is so crucial in our community.
Definitely. So let's do the nuts and bolts once again. Where, when is Wine and Ribs happening?
So it is August 25th. That's a Saturday night. It starts at 5 p.m. It's at the California Building at Idlewild Park. Tickets in advance are $65, or you can go the night of and pay $70.
All right. Very cool. Well, I want to thank you both for coming in and talking about this. This is going to be a wonderful event, and I'm going to name drop a little bit right now myself. I'm going to be broadcasting live for 100.1 The X here at Lotus Radio for this event, so it's going to be a good time.
I know. We are so insanely excited about that.
Right,
we're
beautiful.
Really excited to have you there.
It's so good to support you guys. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.